This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Neil Harrington, running for mayor. City of Salem has announced his candidacy. We'll officially announce later this month. But, Neil, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Currently the town administrator, town of Salisbury, former mayor in Salem from 1990 to 97. And, Mayor, I guess the big question, why are you running for mayor in the city of Salem?
Well, as most people know, Mayor Driscoll, who's been the mayor for more than 16 years now, she's into her fifth term, is leaving to become the lieutenant governor. And it's very important, in my mind, that the next mayor of Salem be someone who really, truly understands municipal government, is experienced, can hit the ground running, has a proven track record of success, understands the city, is willing to work with the city council and the boards and commissions and keep Salem, you know, moving forward. That's very, very important. And I believe I have the credentials to do that job and to fill that void. So after careful consideration, I've decided to run.
Can you tell me about some of the highlights you had as mayor of Salem going back now a couple of decades ago?
Well, we can certainly talk about that, but I will say at the outset, Bill, that this campaign is not really about what happened when I was, you know, mayor in the past. It's about what's good for the city going forward. In the general sense, municipal issues don't change in terms of basic services, but there are some critical things that are going forward that we're going to need to address, which I'm sure we can talk about in a few minutes. Most of the things that I was able to do when I was mayor the first time was, create a stable financial environment for the city. I'm so used to saying town because I work in Salisbury. Create a stable financial environment, address infrastructure needs like building a new police station and renovating and rehabilitating parks and playgrounds. Important things like making sure that the Peabody Essex Museum remained in Salem. There was a time when they were very seriously considering moving to Boston, and while I can't accept all of the credit for it, I'd like to think I played a major role in helping the Peabody Museum remain in Salem and convincing them that that was their home and where they needed to be, and we worked out a deal between the city and the museum so that they were able to accomplish that. Those types of things, were very, very important. Back in the day, going forward, which we can perhaps talk about in a minute, there are newer, more topical issues, but the basic concept of running what is now $180+ million business doesn't really change. So it's being fiscally responsible, looking out for taxpayers' monies, and improving the quality of life in the neighborhoods wherever possible.
You know, you mentioned, and it brings back, you mentioned back when you were mayor, that back in those days, cities were really struggling, to financially. Those were not easy times, were they, at that point?
No, there was a recession, as you probably recall, in the late 80s and early 90s. There were a lot of difficult choices to be made. I remember my first budget. I was forced to lay off some people, which is not exactly the fun way to start your job as mayor. I had to make some difficult choices. Back then, but we were able to weather that, and we were able to get new investment in the community, more businesses moving in, expanding the tax base, as I said, keeping the major attractions like the Peabody Museum there, and addressing long-standing problems, such as, the police station that was built back in the 1930s, I think, which was a decrepit old building, creating modern facilities so that we could continue to provide excellent services for the people in Salem.
So I do want to go in just 1 second, go to the issues facing Salem today, and probably maybe could have even started with that in hindsight. But I do want to ask you just a quick note. Tell me about a note or two about Salisbury and some of your work there the last several years.
Salisbury is a town of a little more than 9,000 people. So on a smaller scale, I think it's safe to say I've been here almost 20 years now. We've addressed some of the major issues that were facing Salisbury when I came. They've made great improvements in terms of financial situation. Salisbury was in very, very dire straits financially when I came here. Town Hall was only open 3 days a week. Half the police force was laid off. There were all kinds of major fiscal issues. So we hired good people. We turned the town around. We had our bond rating upgraded 4 times, I believe. So we've created a lot of stable fiscal environment here. We've created a stabilization fund for the first time in the history of the town, sort of a rainy day fund. And we've modernized our approach to running the community and dealing with issues such as affordable housing, climate change and resiliency, the newer ways of looking at public safety. We were the first community in the area to institute body cameras for the police, for example. So there's a whole variety of things that, you know, on a smaller scale, I've been able to do here in Salisbury that hopefully will translate, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, into governing Salem.
Well, let's talk about the move to Salem then, as you're running for mayor in Salem. Tell me about those. Are some very significant issues right there for the city of Salem that you just discussed. So kind of fill me in on what you see as the key issues ahead for the city of Salem and then what you would bring to the table.
Well, affordable housing is clearly an issue. There are certain things such as, you know, the cost of living, which is more of a national, actually a worldwide economic situation, but it's becoming more and more difficult for families to afford to live in middle-class communities like Salem. So we clearly need to address affordable housing needs. I've done that for several years here in Salisbury. We have a very active affordable housing trust fund. We have supported several what they call Chapter 40B developments in which certain percentage of new developments are set aside for affordable units. So we've embraced that concept. There's a lot of that issue that's very current in Salem. Certainly climate change and resiliency on the coast. Both communities are on the ocean. There's obviously sea level rise that we have to deal with in a very real way here in Salisbury. It affects us because we have homes right on Salisbury Beach. So that's very important. And so Salem is vulnerable to that very type of thing, and so that's another very important issue. The schools, I don't have to worry about that much in Salisbury because we're part of a regional school district called Triton Regional. But in Salem, certainly the schools have slipped over the years, and we certainly need, I think, a more hands-on approach in terms of providing opportunities for college and work for our kids. And that's one area I think the new mayor certainly needs to focus on. So there are a lot of similar issues. Traffic is another big issue in Salem. We don't have that issue really that much here in Salisbury, but Salem is, you know, 7 square, 8 square miles and 45,000 people. It's, you know, difficult traffic situation. There's been a lot of changes made the last few years that, you know, have been somewhat controversial in terms of changing the way traffic is handled on streets and accommodating bike lanes and things like that. And so these things are at the forefront of people's minds, and as I get out there to campaign, I'm, you know, going to be asked about them. So I have a very good handle on all of these types of things because I deal with them on a daily basis here in Salisbury.
And, of course, no stranger being the former mayor of Salem, dealing with schools and being a part of that school committee and so on. Maybe just a little bit more on the schools. Do you see they've made a lot of changes, new administration in place? Are they moving in the right direction?
The new administration, I don't know that much about. I do know, certainly over the last 10 or 15 years, there's been a tremendous amount of turnover in terms of the various administrations. I mean, the principals and vice principals and things of that nature. And I think that, creates a certain level of instability in the school system. I do think that we need to get back to a lot of the basic skill training for kids, providing them with important skills in math and science and English and things like that. Our MCAS scores are not very good, to be perfectly honest. And so I think there needs to be a focus on that. And at the same time, we need to, I think, empower teachers and support teachers with all of the frustrations that they're dealing with post-COVID, all these social-emotional issues that kids have, discipline issues. Safety in schools, I think, is something I'll be talking about. It's very important. So there are more than enough issues to deal with just in terms of the schools. But the new administration, I really don't know. The jury's out on the new superintendent. I know his contract was just extended, so I look forward to, if I'm elected, working with him. But I think the community needs to pay more attention to the school system. Salem is not known as a community that people move to because of the schools, and so we need to change that image.
Gotcha. Neil, anything else that you'd like to share with us about your plans or thoughts or issues or topics that you think will be coming up in this race for mayor?
I think, as I said earlier, Bill, it's all about leadership and it's all about experience. I've been there, I've done that, so to speak. I'm doing it now, currently in Salisbury, and I know Salem very, very well. And I believe that I have the most experience of anybody that will be running, the most hands-on, day-to-day interactions with all the various parts of government that need to work well. I interact well with the state. We work very, very closely with our legislative and congressional delegations. So all of the skills that a mayor needs, I believe I bring to the table. And then my knowledge of the city, having lived there for my entire 66 years, having raised my family there, my grandchildren are now here. I want to help the city continue to move forward and be the type of place that we can all be proud of.
Yeah, you definitely have the years in Salem, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, this is a career move for me. I'm 66 years old. This is something that I think is very important in terms of creating stability for the city. There are a lot of people who are wondering what's going to happen. You know, Kim's been the mayor for a long, long time. Are we going to go backwards? Are we, going to change things around? There's a lot of people that are nervous and anxious about what's going to happen. I think the type of stability that I can provide in the short term is going to be very helpful. And then we'll be looking for the next generation to step forward. Frankly, I think that's a void that a lot of communities are facing here. We're having trouble here in Salisbury getting people to serve on boards and commissions and then maybe transitioning into running for what we have here, which is the Board of Selectmen. The same thing's happening in Salem. The younger people are not stepping up. And I think, whether it's a bridge to the new generation or whatever you want to call it, I think I can provide the leadership and stability in the mayor's office in the short term that will help us, get ready for the next generation to take over.
No, that's a great point. I mean, there are exceptions to that for sure. But I think you're right now that you mentioned it. The cities and towns around in the area, probably around the country, they're facing that issue. I think that's a big issue, to be quite honest with you. You're right.
Yeah,
it is. And public service is not as attractive today as it was for many years. And it's, I think, due to a lot of the poisoning of the environment by what's going on at the national level. I think people are fairly disgusted with national politics. But local government, cities and towns deliver the most day-to-day services to people and affect people's lives more directly than any other form of government. I've made a career of working in local government because I think it's the most effective way to help, your community. So I'm hoping to be able to, translate that into succeeding Mayor Driscoll and providing that leadership and experience that I believe the city needs.
Well, Neil Harrington, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck, and thanks for all of your insights, and hopefully we can check back again soon as the campaign really gets underway soon here.
Sure. I look forward to it, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Neil Harrington with us here on MSONewsSports.com.